This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we considered what to appreciate found in Malachi chapter 4. Now let's focus on what we should avoid. The prophet is clear. Avoid arrogance and evil that will be judged in that day. All they accumulated will become stubble, burned, and turned to ashes. How foolish! God plans something better for you. Focus not on what will perish, but on what will endure. To do that, appropriate the following. Revere his name and remember the law of my servant Moses. Always ask yourself, what does God require of me and how can I please him? The psalmist answers that in Psalm 1, verses 1 and 2. Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. James 1, verses 21 through 25 says, humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save you. Don't just listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. If you listen to the word but don't do what it says, you're like a man who looks at his face in a mirror and after looking at himself goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But the man who looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues to do this, not forgetting what he has heard but doing it, he will be blessed in what he does. If you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.